This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your signal to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and these are our stories for Friday, October 26th. A tense situation involving a Norwegian radio amateur that reached the diplomatic and foreign ministry level in the African Republic of Chad has been resolved. Kenneth Opskar, LA7GIA, had only operated as TT8KO for about a day before security police shut down his station on October 10th. At that point, he'd logged and uploaded 2,150 contacts and had installed all antennas except a 160-meter vertical. Opskar considered the incident a minor distraction until he was told that he had to remain in Chad pending undetermined scrutiny of his station and activity. Now, after having been detained in Chad for more than a week, Opskar said on October 24th that he's free to go. According to comments published in DX World, Opskar said, quote, "I received the news that I can leave Chad immediately. I am not allowed to transmit. All antennas are to be taken down today before sunset because there is a presidential event at the hotel tomorrow and he will be here. Hotel is now packed with VIPs, police, and military personnel. I am done with sightseeing, so my flight is booked for tomorrow," unquote. Opskar said the many encouraging emails every day from DXers around the world helped to keep up his spirits. He said the staff of the hotel where he's staying had been very supportive, too. Licensed since 1992, Opskar has operated either solo or with another radio amateur from Malawi, Comoros, Equatorial Guinea, Central African Republic, Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, and Chad. According to the reports, the VP6D expedition to Ducie Island has been heard throughout the world, despite mediocre propagation conditions. DX Summit indicates activity on 160 through 15 meters on SSB, CW, and FT8. However, in a recent report from the island, the DX expedition members stated that some FT8 callers were using the wrong version of FT8. The correct version is WSJTX 1.9.1 in DX mode in Hound configuration. The SSB camp, located at the main camp, has 4 stations and has been handling all modes for the moment. The DX expedition is set to continue until November 3rd. Boy Scouts of America Jamboree on the Air Coordinator Jim Wilson, K5ND, is urging participants to file post-Jamboree reports. Jamboree on the Air took place over the October 19th through the 21st weekend. Wilson said, quote, "It's critical that we demonstrate the activity level for this event to support further work in developing support systems, information, and activities for the 2019 JOTA event," unquote. World Radio Sport Team Championship 2018, or WRTC 2018, Chairperson Christian Jansen, DL1MGB, says QSL cards for contacts with the competing Y8 prefix stations now are on order at the printers. Jansen said, quote, "It is not always easy to keep up the pace after such a big event like the WRTC 2018, but we are moving forward," unquote. WRTC 2018 will not automatically send QSL cards, but everyone who wants a paper QSL card will get one. Jansen said all logs have been uploaded to ClubLog for request via the online QSL request system, and he recommends using it to request cards by Y8 call sign. In a letter to ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, on Friday, October 19th, Dwayne Allen, WY7FD, resigned as director of the Rocky Mountain Division due to time constraints and competing duties with work and family. In accordance with Article 7 of the Articles of Association, Vice Director Jeff Ryan, K0RM, will assume the director position immediately. The vice director position remains vacant.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and this is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, October 26th. Even though the sun is as spotless as it ever was, the solar flux index has actually drifted up to about 71. Other than some geomagnetic disturbances expected over the weekend, things have been relatively quiet. Conditions on the HF bands have improved somewhat, as evidenced by the good signals received from the Ducey Island de-expedition. Even hams with very modest stations have managed to break through the pileups on bands as high as 15 meters. This may turn out to be one of the most popular de-expeditions of 2018, and the propagation gods appear to be smiling on it for now. On VHF and UHF, 6-meter sporadic e-activity has fallen off considerably, but put a note in your calendars to be watchful for the traditional winter surge that will begin in about a month and last until the end of February. The FT8 operators will be in especially good positions to take advantage of these weaker openings. For now, a nor'easter churning up the East Coast is setting off tropo openings on 2 meters and 222 megahertz. And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Among one of the satellites we spoke about in the past few weeks was UCUBE-1, which is spelled UKUBE. It was launched in 2014 and completed its 14-month mission in September of 2015. After that, it was turned on for amateur use and has been working great since. However, sometime in the past week, the satellite went silent. Hams have listened for it since and have not heard anything. We will have to await further analysis of the telemetry to see if it was something in the satellite itself that failed. There will be a new satellite in space soon. Jordan is launching their first CubeSat, named after the late King Hussein, JY-1, and will be called JY-1SAT. The satellite has just been integrated onto the launch platform. The satellite will be able to transmit stored images along with a voice message recorded by the Crown Prince. The images will be transmitted in SSDV digital format. Besides these capabilities, the satellite will also have a linear transponder. The uplink is 435.100 through 435.120. That'll be CW and lower sideband. The downlink is on 145.855 through 145.875 MHz, CW and upper sideband. Telemetry is on 145.840 MHz using the FunCube BPSK format. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.